And so, long ago, in the mountain, I had this fabulous retreat in India. There was this whole palace made to me, and some artifacts survive even to this day, that people would come to this great palace of Ram. Now, I'm not Jehovah. I actually was a god, was a human being who went out there and expressed my emotions. And did I ever? But also, the quintessential understanding that I could change and that whatever was in front of me was the dream that would allow me the power to change into. And that is important as well. And long ago, while there was this whole kingdom that today monkeys occupy in the ruins of northern India, I lived in the mountains in this little hovel. It was round. It was beautiful. Now, I'm a tall being, so my little hovel had to have a ceiling that was at least 12 foot tall because I'm a tall being. And I had windows made out of glass that was tinted green that I could open up and see, well, the North Star, and from whence my DNA came, my beloved community of beings. I had a huge fireplace, and in that fireplace I had all the implements to cook my own meals. I made my own bread. And at the end of my reign, I had my great sword, and my sword's name was Krosham, the winged carrier. And it was the wings of a bird laid upon a blade that 10 men could hold the hilt of this blade. And that was my war weapon. And that sat in the corner, and my shield in another. And I had a long table, and I had a great chair that I sat at the end of the evenings with my windows open to the north sky, and I would have my pipe and delicious wine and bread and foodstuffs, and I would sit there as an old man, 67 years old, marching for all this time. I would sit there and look at the embers of my fire and poke them. I blew smoke rings around the hilt of my sword to see if I could get them over, you know, like a halo over my sword. It was a little game I played. But in the coals, I poked around. And you know, if you look at a fire as massive as the one that I had, and it's burning bright, it is as if you are on some dark mountain looking down below at a huge city at night, or an encampment. And the flickering of oxygen and how it plays in fiery coals looks like people going to and fro. And I poked around, and I thought about my entire army. And I already had left my body so many times. I was about to leave it for the last time. And in these coals, I saw you, you know, consciousness and energy, creating the nature of reality, and that all time exists simultaneously. And in poking around with those coals, I saw my fabulous, fabled army, and all the people, all of my beautiful children, all the children of my army, dying, being reborn, going forward, poked it around till I found this date. Yeah. In the meanwhile, Ramaya has died, has become a mother of a sheep herder, lots of children, died again, was cursed because everything she said was just for people, as there was a darkening cloud descending upon humanity. And a woman like her that would speak out to the equality of people, people hated her. And they put a rope around her and drug her. Drug her. It's a woman. Drug her. and burned her alive. So many lifetimes. She remembered something about who we are. She couldn't help herself. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And then, you know, she has the quintessential lifetime. Does France end with the takeover of England? Or does an unexpected envoy make the difference? And in the end, they still kill her. They did. She's a saint, but she would say, I don't care anymore. And today, she's Ramayana, and in this life where women are going to college and that fathers really expect their daughters to be well-educated instead of going out there and shaking their ass for the television screen. They want them to be scientists, marvelous creatures. And this is her lifetime. And now this is where I am. And poking around in my clothes, I saw all of this. So, I am Rumpa the Enlightened One. I am a god of antiquity. Everything I have said to you is the truth. For if it was not, you would not have cards on your breastplate, nor would you have known the thoughts of another person. Similar sweet little things that point to divinity. And here, Ramaya had one lifetime as a celebrated beauty, has come back well prepared and strong to take on doubt and the world. And all we want to do is to tell them, you're a divine person. And this is what you should do about it. And let me show you how divine you really are. So I poked around in those coals and I saw it indeed. And so tonight as I talk to you in Mexico, a land that I crossed 35,000 years ago as a pilgrim into a foreign port called Onai, I am poking around simultaneously in my little hovel thinking about you tonight. And simultaneously, I am channeling through this lovely creature whose only desire is for people to know how really great they are. It's a new thought that will have its way in the world. And it will not be challenged because the world is ready to have a different option from religion. And those who guard scientific exploration and prohibit you knowing that you are the observer in quantum physics. It's about the future. When you know all of this, you will go elsewhere. That's just the way that it is. And if you are a god whose only mission was to make known the unknown, then you are well equipped to take a challenge and bring it into fruition. And never doubt that. Doubt the program you believe in, but never doubt this message, because it's all for you. It always has been. I ask you this. You still do not think that I am who I am? I'm going to send you all those runners. And do you know that I delivered this talk tonight without notes? I never had to refresh my memory. You understand that? And I could go on for 30 days without a break and keep teaching you. Yeah. And so, what is the greatest threat of this message to civilization? That we give women the dues of genius. And that we honor them in a way that causes us to change our lifestyle. To never go again to search for soulless women, some creature that was some woman's little girl, some father's daughter, no matter how lost they are. God never took advantage of ignorant people. And the day that you move from being mindless to a God with a mission is the day that you say, and of this day, I have always been God realized, making known the unknown, and in all beings respect I that decision. Then our women can flourish, lost gods can flourish, they can put away the outfits and the makeup and the hair, and they can start working equations that take you out of this quandary into a new tree trunk of science. And we want our daughters to do that. We want them to be brilliant. We want them to be inventors. And more than anything, we want them to be the Lord God of their reality without our opinion being influenced. So be it. Forever. We'll do that. And if you are a man of such persuasion, you change tonight. You want to go to the future, or you want to keep coming back here? And more and more and more, more and more and more, you are born back to an unimpressive man. You want to go to the future? Go to the future, where gender is equal and the gods live. Don't come back here. Therefore, abandon your choice of fantasy. Abandon your choice of reality. Abandon it. Don't live from your loins. Live from your greatness. Your inherent goodness. Your inherent genius. Live from that. Do not be a baboon. And when you do, you will lift off this planet, because you will have become frequency specific. Turn to your partner and tell them, baby, what you have learned this evening. You may begin.